This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
It's September 1st, 2022. My name's Will Koontz. This is an HM bonus edition of the broadcast. I'm going to be looking upwards, and that's because I'm trying to read the screen. So don't be alarmed. My setup is stupid, and I'm working on it. But my name's Will Koontz, and Trouble in Paradise. I'm concerned for our man Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady took a leave of absence for a period of time, 11 days from training camp, and it may be because he's getting a divorce. Very concerning, very upsetting. I don't know. I can't imagine a bigger distraction for, and selfishly for me, I want to see the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Divorce would be bad. Now, with Tom Brady, the rumors are going to be flying immediately, but according to some sources, Page Six, the couple are in a bad fight right now. They're in a bad fight. And there's been fights before. Obviously, couples get in fights, and they've been able to reconcile it. But apparently, she's a little upset that he came back, according to some sources, anonymous sources out there. And we kind of knew about this because there was a time a few years ago when Tom Brady strolled into Tampa and won the dang Super Bowl. And then there was the famous, the scene where Giselle and the kids came out and she says, "Tommy, what more do you have to prove?" And she kind of thought that he was going to ride off into the sunset then. And I must admit that I kind of thought he was going to do the same. He came here, went to a new team, fought over the COVID stuff and the tough start to the season. I mean, they weren't very good until the end and won the dang Super Bowl. And, you know, he kind of proved his, because it was always, is it Belichick? Is it Brady? What is it? What makes this team good? The New England Patriots. And turned out that probably the answer is probably both, right? That Belichick's important, that Brady's important. But, I mean, that's a statement. Leaving the team that you've been with for 20-something years, coming down to Tampa, winning the Super Bowl, your first year with a brand-new team, that kind of cements your legacy. And he couldn't leave. He wanted a taste of more. In fact, as he was raising the trophy that year, he said, "I'll be back, coming back next year." And I was so excited. And then he came back last year and got so close and just couldn't get over the hump. If Sean Murphy Bunting wouldn't have fell and let Cooper Kupp run by him, not blaming Sean, please. I'm not going to do that. But you look back on that and you go, man, if they would have beat the Rams with that awesome comeback, San Francisco would have came into Tampa Bay. Who knows what would happen any given Sunday, right? But I would say it's a good assumption that probably Tampa would have been the favorite in that game, and probably Tampa would have won that game. I think that's fair. And then, playing the AFC champion, Cincinnati Bengals, I, again, would have thought that Tampa would have been the favorite in that game. And then you got yourself a Super Bowl, a second Super Bowl, and then he could have walked away and been done with it. But it must have just haunted him just a little bit, saying, man, I was so close. I got one more year on my deal. All right, Giselle, I'm done. I don't have anything more to prove, but I got the taste. I got the taste, Giselle. And then he went back, and she got mad. And she's not wrong for being mad. She finally thought he was done, that she can finally have some time to have this man look after his children. Not saying that he's a bad dad either. I'm not, okay? I'm just saying. She probably does most of the heavy lifting. Let's be honest, the maid does most of the heavy lifting. She's got her own career, so it's not like she's just doing nothing at home. But I think the worst case scenario for this season with Tom Brady would be Tom Brady getting a divorce in the middle of the season. Giselle, please don't do this to us. One more year. He's done. I don't think he's coming back after this year. 90%, he ain't coming back. Win or lose, he ain't coming back. Giselle, do not divorce Tom. Do you understand me? Thank you. This has been the Homemade Broadcast Bonus. Willsyoutube.com, willspodcast.com. Have a good one. Bye.